Good day, Australia. It's Sunday, August 18th, 2024, and I'm Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Let's dive straight in. In the realm of cybersecurity, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA, is pressing insurers to take swift action and bolster their defenses against potential cyber vulnerabilities. APRA's General Manager of Operational Resilience, Alison Bliss, highlighted urgency in a letter outlining the need for entities to upgrade their security management systems, specifically focusing on privileged access and security testing to uphold financial stability and balance risk profiles. In a nutshell, APRA insists that institutions implement robust identification and authentication protocols. This move is aimed at averting identity falsification, combating insecure configurations, and preserving records of privileged accounts, further necessitating the need for regular security tests and stringent reporting. This warning from APRA comes following a similar advisory early in June, demonstrating their strong focus in upgrading cyber defenses in the face of rising global threats. Switching gears, let's talk retirement. The recent retirement conference in Canberra spotlighted key advancements and challenges in superannuation funds. Margaret Cole, Deputy Chair of APRA, underscored the importance of funds collaborating with insurers to honor the retirement income covenant obligations. She is specifically stressing on strategic prioritization for retirement saving plans. These measures were echoed by David Bell from the Connexus Institute, highlighting concerns revolving around the lack of data on spending habits, member reluctance to move out of accumulation mode, and issues surrounding trustee education. On a brighter note, a new initiative putting light on these challenges has been announced. Retirement Magazine by Connexus Financial is prompting deeper discussions on policies and commercial matters concerning retirement funds. Expect a blend of research, insights, and top-notch journalism coming your way. On the stock market front, the Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, hit a six-day rally fueled by robust data indicating resilience in the U.S. economy. The S&P ASX 200 index climbed 1.34%, marking it as its strongest performance since mid-December last year. The energy sector emerged victorious with a 2.2% rise, and key performers such as Woodside, Fortescue, and the Commonwealth Bank of Australia leading the pack. The Australian dollar also gained some strength, trading at 66.35 US cents. Lastly, we touch on the struggles of our small businesses amidst a cost of living crisis. Nearly 1.25 million small entities are facing the risk of collapse due to skyrocketing operational costs. Recent Senate hearings have indicated that 49% of small businesses are teetering on the break-even point or even operating at a loss. Rising energy expenditures, regulatory burdens, and changes in industrial relations have been cited as primary factors. Urgent actions are now needed to mitigate this escalating struggle. That wraps up your daily financial services news for today. Tune in for more updates directly to you from Financial Services Online. Now, more than ever, stay informed, stay safe, and prosper. For more information, you can visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off.